Blog Talk Radio.
Since we're talking baby geekery.
Yes, yes. Hey, Corey, you changed it to a pixinista, but you still got it starts at noon.
We are all kinds of messed up in this piece.
We are, man. Ginger's been like huffing paint or something. I don't know.
Oh,
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. There is some of the most adorable baby geek things on the web.
I know.
You know what? I can't believe I never made any of this stuff for Baby Natrix. I don't know why it never occurred to me to do some of this stuff to her. I mean.
Well, I've got a nephew that's at the perfect age for this right now. And, yeah, I've got a tutorial pulled up right now that I'm going to have to show. You know what? Let me go ahead and show it. Wrong screen. There we go.
Well, while she's pulling it up, just in case you don't know where you be, this be Pixinista. We're on every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. We're always talking about something to do with gamers, gamer fashion, whether it be in Second Life, around the web. Did you notice our big old microphone I put up in the back?
I did. I was going to ask you about that.
That's some retro.
That is totally some retro right there.
That's retro Gamer Girls Radio. Oh, man, that is adorable. Look at him. Oh,
I know.
I'm going to kiss his little head.
I know, and you just want to breathe in that whole smell. That smell, you know that smell.
Yes, they do have that smell.
Oh, my nephew has that. So when I go down and visit, it's like, just come here. Just come here. Aunt Ginger just wants to sniff you. It's okay.
You know.
I'm not going to eat you. I just want to sniff you.
When they're yours, that smell never goes away. It's the bad part. I will sniff Baby Nancy to this day and go, oh, come here. What's up? And she goes, stop it. Oh, it's a kiss. Go ahead, come here.
Yeah.
I really cannot believe I never dressed. You know what? I lie. I did try to dress her up once, her first Halloween. We went as a witch and her kitten. I was the witch and she was a kitten. And she was not a happy camper. So I said, I probably shouldn't do that. You know, either the babies like it or they don't.
Yeah, most of them don't. Most of them don't, from what I've seen with my friends and my family addressing theirs. No.
Man, trying to put that little dark spot on her nose, you know, for her to have a black, oh, she was not cute, and she tried to pull those cat ears off, and she was like, get this crap off.
Get this off me, Mom. I don't know what this is, but get this off. It's not natural.
And I still remember seeing her face, like, the first trick-or-treaters knocked at the door, and she did this really weird lean-down thing, like, who is that? What is that? Because the kids had on costumes. It was like, what is wrong with your face? You just have a look. Are we going to be doing this all the time? But like now, try to keep her out of a costume. You know, she tells me she wants to dress up as GLaDOS. Every year since she's seen Portal, I want to be GLaDOS.
That'd be awesome.
I got to find, where can I find a GLaDOS costume? So that's what we'll be talking about tonight. Well, I don't know if we find costumes, but Ginger's pulled up a tutorial. Is that a video tutorial?
Does not look like it's a video tutorial. Looks like, no, it's not video. She walks you through the steps. This is over at makingtheworldcuter.com. This chick, or chicks, I don't know, have a whole deal up about how to make, they got fashion recipes, cute projects, and kids. And this is where I found this, the baby nerd shirt tutorial. It's the little bow tie and the suspenders attached to a onesie, which is just so cute. Look. All right, let me
the most adorable
down.
Thing ever.
I'm scrolling down.
That is the most adorable thing ever.
There we go. Little more, Jen. Come on, scroll down a little more. Got that like 5-second delay going on. Twitch, y'all need to fix that. Anyways, maybe I can scroll down just a little bit more. Anyways, there we go. This, you can see, is the bow tie. It kind of reminds me of Doctor Who with the little orange bow tie and the suspenders. But it's so cute. It walks you through how to do it, tells you what you need, how to do it. I think I may be making one of these this weekend. I'm going to have to go. I think Walmart had some white onesies. And that would be so easy. Pick up just a little bit of cloth. Oh, and look at the baby. It's just so adorable.
Oh, that one right there is my favorite. His pose right there. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, yes. He's so cute.
Is that little ribbon or is that painted on? I can't tell from the tutorial.
That is ribbon. That is actually ribbon.
Oh, no, you got to be careful with the ribbon in there.
Well, because it's sewn up underneath the, because you know how the onesies have the weird little shoulder things that come across?
Oh, that's right.
It's sewn up underneath there, and then it's attached to the belly. So he's not actually going to be able to get his head under that, because that's just not.
Yeah, because that's a choking hazard. That
yeah.
Very, very bad.
Yeah, that is definitely something I thought about when I first looked at it. But then as I got to looking at how they attached it,
Oh, it's so cute. So
it's big. Going up underneath those arms and then down there at the bottom. And you could probably run, if you wanted to, run a fine seam down the middle to hold it in place so the baby absolutely cannot get their head underneath it if you're paranoid at all. So,
like I'm paranoid.
Yeah. Right? You know, paranoid's good. Paranoid's good. Girl, all right, totally off topic. I got to slap some people really quick. I've seen this going on YouTube recently with a lot of some of my younger bloggers, or vloggers, as they like to call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new thing that some of these kids are doing. It's called the condom challenge. And they are snorting a condom into their nostril. And all I can think of is I remember when I was a kid, there was a little boy who swallowed part of a busted balloon and choked and was brain dead. And it was all over the news. I was probably like 6 or 7 when this happened. And all I can think of is people, one of y'all are going to snort that too deep. And y'all are going to, no, it's going to be a vegetable thing. It's going to be bad. Stop that. Why would you do this?
I never understood that, the stupid thing. I was never one of those kids.
No, me either.
Not ever, where I looked at something and said, you know, this looks fun. I'm going to do it. Something that's stupid. Oh, hey, let's put beer into our anus. What was that they were doing last year? Right?
Yeah.
Where do you guys come up with some of this stuff? I can't.
The icy hot to the balls made me laugh because that's not technically going to harm you.
Oh, but it can harm you.
It made me laugh. But snorting things that are going to kill you, don't do that. Kids, stop that. Stop it. Just common sense, all right? I know you want that Darwin Award, but trust me, you really do not want that Darwin Award.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I know you may think, oh, we're kidding. No, I don't. No.
Not cute. Not cute. All right. So.
I am busy over on our, and I just broke Danielle's ear. I'm sorry. I had to check up for Snow. Snow is somewhere listening and complaining right now because she has to work.
Snow.
She is. She's not very happy. Not very happy at all. But if you are listening to us, or you're listening to us on Rewind or watching us on YouTube later, our Pinterest is full of the cutest, geekiest things you could find. So wait, let me share this one with Ginger because I didn't share this one to you earlier. I think this is adorable. Don't really care for Apple stuff, but it's just adorable. I just ovaries and overdrive. Throw that up on the screen so they can see that. That is so cute. Gotta have one. I have no babies to put this on.
Oh, my God. I love that. That is awesome. Oh, my God. There's the poo app.
Got poo? There's an app for that. It's got a pacifier one. It's got the rattle. The goo. I like goo. It's not Google. It's goo.
That is so cute.
This is from MaxiGadget.com. Oh, the most adorable stuff that they have over there. I don't think they have a whole lot of baby stuff at MaxiGadget.com, but it is so cute. Well, they got a few things. And they're French, so I'm not going to send you over there, so we don't want to translate, because my French is okay on a good day. And they also have a dinosaur, so I really don't want to scare Ginger. Even though it's not in English, I'm sure she would know exactly what it is if she saw it, and she'd be like, no.
No,
I don't want to scare you.
Yeah, that's so cute. Goo.
Goo.
Get your goo app. You got your calendar. You got your little flower. Your camera. Your TV. Ooh, ice cream.
Babies can't eat ice cream.
Pacifier and rattles. Sure they can.
No. Well, I gave Baby Nurtrix some ice cream when she was a few months old. They keep telling you don't do it, but oh, my God.
Hello, Joe. My grandmother on my mom's side was nuts. Her idea of making sure your baby was all healthy and whatnot, apparently this was passed down, was as soon as you got home, you made chocolate frosting, and you gave them like a spoonful of chocolate frosting. And if they survived, it was meant to be. And if not, and this is back in the day, folks. So she's
natural selection incarnate, is what she was.
I guess so. I mean, all my aunts and uncles and my mom survived that I know of.
Oh my God.
I was like, you gave them a spoonful of chocolate frosting the day you brought them home? They don't have teeth or the boob. Come on.
No, I didn't give her anything thick like that. I just, you put some on your finger and I put it in her mouth. Yeah. And she got very excited. She went, I was like, yeah, I know it's good, right? You can't have any more. I'll talk to you in a few months.
But the funnest thing I always thought, especially with my first nephew, because he's such a drool monster anyways. Seriously, the boy is always covered in drool. Because in Texas, they serve lemons in your tea. I don't know if they serve lemons everywhere else, but they're always putting lemons in your tea. I hate that. It drives me nuts. I don't want lemon in my tea. But so I would squeeze out a little bit of the lemon juice, just a little bit on my finger, and rub it on, his gums. All the faces were always so hilarious.
Baby's invented lemon face.
Yes. All right, so I got to show this next one. This next one is another where you can do it yourself. Little pie guy. It's an applique and stencil pattern. It's really cute. Look at this little pie guy.
Aww.
It's so cute. I've got it up over on my Pinterest. You can look me up at Ginger Rock. It's via Becky Laswell. I think this is so cute, and that would not be hard to do. You see, she cut out the pie sign, and she just sewn it on. And the little guy is some kind of, I don't know what that is. But anyways, that is cute. That would be so simple to make, so easy, and so adorably nerdy.
Oh,
sweet, sweet babies.
Man, I think.
Y'all have tea that doesn't have ice in it? No.
Who has tea that doesn't have ice in it?
Joe. I would have to order iced tea.
They'll put, no. Well, at certain restaurants, they'll put it in there regardless.
Yeah.
They will put it in there absolutely regardless. I got another one for you that is absolutely adorable. Ginger, you're going to love this one. Because the expression on the face is priceless.
Copy link.
And this is from Special Baby Shower Gifts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can get this at specialbabyshowergifts.com. I love that so many of them are catering to the geek mommies, because we have a lot of mommies now that are very geeky. So they have places to go and buy things now. You didn't used to. You had to make it yourself if you wanted it. This one, if you know somebody that has a baby, costs, wait a minute, how come they didn't put a price? Oh, it's
$28. $28, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a little expensive, but...
A little expensive. This one you probably could make yourself for much cheaper, for about $10. Because the onesies themselves come in a pack. What is it, like three for $10?
Yeah.
And you go to Walmart and you can buy the little stencil and put it on there. Don't spray it on. You guys that are not crafty, please don't buy anything.
Actually, Walmart now sells the printable iron-on applique, whatever things.
Applique.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So you can design it yourself in, say, Photoshop. Print it out onto the cool little paper that they give you.
Oh,
and
yes.
iron it on.
But you have to make sure you get it on there nice, because these little people will find ways to pull that off. If they notice something sticking up, they will pull it off, even at 3 months, and they'll eat it. And you may think it won't hurt them, but when they're that small, strange things happen. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they were saying on the news, why babies actually drown is because their inclination is not to come up. Like when you're older, your body tells you swim towards the surface.
Uh-huh.
But their body doesn't tell them that when they fall in the water. It also doesn't tell them to go towards the side so they can get out. It actually tells them to push away from that.
Oh, wow.
So that's why they drown. So same thing with this thing here. If they end up putting a little applique in their mouth, your inclination is to spit it out. For theirs, it's chew harder. I found Baby Nation's with a tack in her mouth one time. She also ate an ornament. She's going to kill me when she listens to this later.
Wow.
So you got to be careful with these little people.
Yeah, you do.
Especially with these outfits. Now, we got some... Wait a minute. Where's my...
Oh, well, let me show my next
one. Go ahead. You throw your next.
GeekBabyClothes.com. So you don't want to make it yourself. You want to buy it because you're too lazy, or you're like me. You'd sew your hand to the onesie. They have all sorts of adorable baby geek stuff, from the Doctor Who Dalek baby hat to the Uber Nerd onesies, they've got everything Lord of the Rings, which just makes me giggle because, you know, it's a stack of donut rings the kids play with. They've got
I had that up. You and I do that every week.
Yeah. I know. Some weeks it's like, you have all my stuff. It's like, oh, I got nothing now.
I got you now.
Size matters not, which is so cute. Let me see. Can I actually click on this? Is it going to open up? No, I guess not. I would have thought that this would have... Oh, there we go. Got to click on the picture. Look at that. A whole footsie onesie thing with headpiece. It's Darth Vader, baby.
Oh, look at that toaster.
There we go. Darth Vader, baby, which is so adorable. Look at his little face. There's no way that he could belong to the dark side. He's too cute.
They all belong to the dark side. They're all evil. They're all evil. Let them fool you.
I like the Darth Vader on the tricycle. This is later Vader.
Now, this one... Well, Think Geek, of course, is one that we frequent often here because they have some of the coolest stuff. This one, and there's one thing I just found on our Pinterest, so I want to have Ginger put up also. And this one is $19. Well, it's sold out.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
it's sold out, though. It's sold out.
It's like a companion cube.
Yes.
This is
a good thing to do for Halloween. You can dress up as a character from Portal if you're a mommy, and you get the companion cube onesie with baby. There you go.
And it comes pink or blue.
Yep, they're easy costume. If you live in Texas, of course, it doesn't get that cold. But you know, if it does, you probably can find yourself a companion cube blanket or make one like Ginger said with the appliques that you can wrap them in, take them out trick or treating, and fun. They do enjoy the trick or treating once they start to figure out what the hell is going on when they see the
candy.
Well, no, it's not the candy because they can't have any. But they notice the kids stop. They're not scary to them. It just takes them a minute to say, "What is wrong with you? You don't look normal." Then they start to have fun. They think
Wait
it's funny.
All right. So the second one that you gave me,
yes.
I just pulled it up.
I think that's a good one.
Is that wood?
It looks like it. I don't think so.
I would hope not. Cause I don't know if I want my kid chewing on
wood. I think the idea is cute. If it's one of those soft water-based things that they like.
This kind of looks like it's. Well, I clicked on the picture hoping I could pull it up, but. I'm not.
Just from what I call Dude, I Want That.
Yeah.
They have a ton. They have Omar, Little Bibs.
Mentito.
Zombie Bert and Ernie shirts for the babies and for you. And they have some other stuff on here we'll probably talk about in some later weeks.
I have to show this. Oh, my God.
What?
Somebody around me needs to have a little girl. Victorian onesie. Look at that. That is so...
Oh, that's going to be an irritated baby.
Oh, very probably. But this Victorian onesie
is going to scream.
Is just adorable.
That baby is going to scream and tear those ruffles off. Like, no.
I'm sure, but... Oh, I would totally dress my baby up in that just for pictures, you know.
Poor baby Ginger.
I know. Wait, when it happens, poor kid is going to be dressed up all the time.
Poor Ginger.
All the time. He's going to have all the best geek and nerdy stuff. Yes.
Okay.
So cute.
Now, this one, I have no idea who made it, but I think it's adorable. It is functional. Shouldn't bother because if you notice the babies in the picture don't look too aggravated because it's not too extraneous. Like if it was cold, you know, these outfits are good for cold. I'd say you live someplace cold.
Oh, that's cute.
And this is they pretty much make these outfits already. They just put them in the Star Wars context.
Why do I feel like her eyes have been photoshopped?
They may have been, or she just might have really big eyes. Some of those little ones do.
Really, really, really big eyes.
I love the costume idea, though. Good for
it's
cold
so
weather.
Cute.
Small baby warm.
Yes, totally. Small baby, so warm. And the cape, you can see, is just a little snap-on, so you can snap it off when he gets annoyed with it.
Oh, he's going to yank it off himself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And those are just those little plastic snaps, though. Those come off, and he'll break them very easily.
You got to hear it.
Yeah.
That's the noise they make before they rip it, and you go, oh, yeah, it's off. It's done.
Yep.
But if it's cold, you might keep it on, because sometimes they want to be more. Actually, they run a little hot, but very adorable. I would so, if I had known this existed, well, they didn't have it when Baby Nature was little. She would have been Princess Leia, and that would have been the end of it, with nowhere she was going to be able to hide. Sorry. You're like, what do you have that baby in? Oh, she's Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Corey. What do you think about that one?
That is crochet and knitting gone wrong is what that is.
It is. I like the concept behind the idea, but that baby skin is so delicate, and yarn is just itchy. I'm sorry, that poor kid is going to be scratching at that. It's going to probably leave red marks on his skin.
It's not cute. It's not cute.
No, I mean, it's cute for the picture, but then I would take it right off because, again, somehow that is probably tied or looped around his neck, which freaks me out. And, two, again, the yarn, all I can think of is, oh, that poor baby's skin, it's going to be so red. And, oh, look, he's not happy. You can tell he's not happy.
Oh, that's why he's looking like that. Yeah, just because you can make some yarn stuff didn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Some people, what was it we were talking about? I said I hate yarn projects for the people that like to knit the things that you know, like toilet paper covers out of yarn.
Yeah. My great-grandmother was totally into that. Everything that she could cover with yarn was covered with yarn.
It's not cute. Okay, now this is gonna get a laugh out of some people, and I'm gonna put it on our Pinterest too. But you'll see it here as well. Let me give this to Ginger. She's probably gonna get a snicker out of her too. I wish I'd had this too. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Copy. Pasta. Oh my god! That is awesome. I love that.
Epic.
I love that. And I think I'd almost be tempted to find a way to dye the yarn. To match my skin.
Well,
with a smaller, it's not going to, but.
With a smaller gauge, you can get it to look almost exactly, you know, that way. Smaller.
Yeah,
different color.
Exactly.
It's a little, she used a little too big a crochet needle. It looks, yeah, y'all know I crochet. See, smaller gauge, smaller yarn, like some of that lace kind of yarn, it would just totally mess somebody up. They'd walk by and look a few times, be like, oh.
That is amazing. I love that. I absolutely love that. I think that is awesome.
I think that is so cute. I just would like to see the look on the faces of people just like, Okay, wait a minute. I got to do this.
Okay. I'm showing up a picture because we pretty much had the same link. I think it's a different baby, but it's the same outfit with the Leia outfit. So anyways, you go ahead and show me. What's your next link?
Well, why is my thing? Why is Pinterest hating me? As soon as you said that, it was like, I'm not going to show it to you. No, that's okay. Wait, here we go. Let me do it again. Here we go, Pinterest. Work with me. This one, lovely, because this was my favorite type of triangle, because I'm such a math geek.
Oh, my God. I'm a cute baby. Oh, my God. That's adorable. I love that.
Angles. The cute triangles.
That is so cute. Oh, I love that. That's just
sweet baby. There's babies all over Pinterest. You would not believe. This is another one. I don't exactly agree with this one. I'm about to.
Oh wait. This one. It's my turn.
Well, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
All right. So these onesies are all Star Wars, and they're Star Wars baby. Beep boop beep. And judge me by size, do you? I speak Wookiee. Storm pooper.
Yeah.
I'm your daddy. And booby fit.
Booby fit.
I know. I like the same links.
We do. I closed mine up. I was like, I'm moving along. I got other stuff.
But I love that Storm Pooper one. Love that Storm Pooper one.
Like, we're both thinking the same thing, or we may have to drag that into some other realm there.
Exactly.
I may be doing it later.
Oh my God, this is.
She's so cute. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that little girl looks exactly, almost identical to Baby Nature at that age. Except for Baby Nature smiled a whole lot. with her missing teeth and things.
Aww.
But almost identical. But I don't like the glasses.
The glasses are a little much. They're big. They're clunky.
Yeah.
They're very stylish right now because they get that whole nerd and hipster look going on. But
I think they're too big for her. She's too little.
And I'm sorry. Depending, I can't tell how old she is.
She's
but a lot of little kids have issues with belts. And those smaller belts are even more of a pain in the butt to manage sometimes. I remember those. God, I hate it.
You got to when they're that little because their pants fall down and they don't pay attention.
That's true. That's true.
But she looks like she's about 3-4 years old, maybe. I'm worried because I'm thinking little people like to run. When they have glasses that small, they have to fit because when they fall down, what's going to happen is they're going to come off. And then when she tries to move her head or if she hits her head, they're going to come back up and hit her right there at the bridge of the nose.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen with the little people.
Totally stylish and very cute, but not really practical. You're right. Not practical at all for that age.
I don't like her bracelet either. I don't think that's practical for her age, unless it's plastic and it's elastic, because otherwise,
I was thinking elastic and candy.
Well, that would be cute. That would be absolutely adorable. That I would love to see on the little ones. Why do people never dress their babies in candy?
I don't know. But let me see if I can get this image to pull up. No, this website is going to be a pain in my...
Darn, you know what? I should have...
there we go. I got it.
Taken a picture. Baby Natrix has the perfect kid fashion, geek baby fashion. She has a necklace made out of gummy bears, but they're not real gummy bears. But they look real. She pulled them out and she bought them. I was like, look at those gummy bears on that chain. And she's like, it's a necklace. I was like, oh, well, we're about to eat those.
This is for the coder. The parent. Coder parents.
For twins.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, totally adorable. I love it. It's so cute. It's simple. It's just too cute.
That's why we
steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Steal it, Ginger. Shh.
Look, I'm gonna tell you shh, and I'm the one saying it.
Shh. It's so cute.
Okay.
All right, so you got another one for me?
I do. This one is from. Look, it would be nice if y'all put a name. From ColbyLaneDesigns.com. This one's actually a little busy. I think it's cute, but I don't think I would buy it because I don't like things that get a little too busy. Maybe that's my ADD or something kicking in. But it's so cute. But after a while, I think I'd have to take it off. This has got to come off of you. This is messing with my head.
Oh, wow. That is definitely something else. That's kind of, my eyes can't focus. My eyes just keep.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a little bit busy. So it would be cute, like, to, if you were going to PAX. You know, you can bring kids into PAX, by the way. Those of you who are going to PAX Prime, you can bring the little people inside.
Does it look blurry to anybody else when you look at it?
Yeah, it looks blurry. That's why I say it's a lot busy, actually. Yeah, Colby Lane, I'm going to need you to do something with that. Yeah, that one's a lot busy. She has a lot of geek things. Actually, let me show you her page. She does a lot. She has a whole...
I like the idea behind it.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
She should have probably just... It looks like she drew it and then did a direct thing. But anyway...
I would have just, you know, had to go across, say, from about here... Well,
or baby would have been highlighted. The word baby would have been highlighted. Or
from where the top... mouse bar is right underneath the neck. I would have had it along that line down. I would have had the keyboard, and then the rest would have been just white, you know? It would have, I don't know.
She wouldn't look right. Now, some of her stuff is cute, if you pull up her page. And
oh, the crossword puzzle bib.
I think that's adorable. I love it. It's not too busy. And I might want to do some crossword on that there, bib.
Exactly. The little Einstein bib. Schubert, Bach, Chopin.
I watched the barcode one if you can scan it, but you can't. I know you can't. Remember, I tried to do that in Second Life. It did not work out. It was a great idea, but it did not work.
Ooh, now, the sheet music works. The sheet music works very well. I like that one. It's not busy. I mean, it is, but it's in a very organized fashion, so it's not... It doesn't make my eyes want to cross.
Well, yeah, that's normal to look at it, to have it look that way.
I like that one. And I think I would end up taking it to my nearest piano and trying to see what it actually plays out to be.
Play something. Etsy store.
This is so cute.
Very nice. Very nice.
The barcode bib. I'm sorry, the barcode bib just makes my eyes want
to... I think it's cute, but it's a little much. Okay, she needed to shrink it down, put it dead center of the bib, and then it just sits. It's nice. It makes a statement. Otherwise, it just looks like a bunch of stripes, and it's kind of too busy.
These are so cute, but I'd be afraid to actually use them.
They're going to throw up on it, so...
I know, and then it gets all stained. It's just... Well, I don't care how quickly you soak a baby bib. You get carrots on that stuff, and no. That's it. It's stained. It's stained for life if you get carrots on it.
Man, Baby Nature's aunt bought her a $250 mink-lined coat from Baby Gap. You best believe that girl was wrapped up from the neck down when she wore that coat.
No kidding. Why?
I was like, you are not spitting up on this. It's not coming out.
Holy crap. Did you buy it for her?
I said her aunt. $250 mink-lined Baby Gap coat. It was big. She wore it for some years, so she was like 3 or 4 years old before she outgrew it. But when, you know, she first got out, I was like, you are wearing stuff to just cover all the way down. Just, no, we are not messing this up. This is a $250 coat. I don't own a $250 coat.
No kidding, right?
I was like, woof.
Yeah. No.
That's parental anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all remember, when you're buying stuff for your parents for the baby geeks, please, at least don't leave the price tag on. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave the price tag on. But remember to take the price tags off and try not to get something too super expensive, because they are going to throw up on it. They just are.
They are. And they're going to outgrow it quickly, so it's not.
Okay, I got to show you this.
Fine. All right, I got one pulled up.
Okay.
Level 1 human, I love
it. I have seen that one. I think it's adorable.
Strength 2, Intelligence 4, Wisdom 5, Dexterity 2. I don't remember what AC stands for.
What is AC?
Crap, I don't remember what AC.
I don't either.
I don't remember. But that is totally cute. Charisma 20, of course. Oh, I love that. That is so cute. And now it's going to bother me. I should remember what AC was, because we totally used all of that in Dark Age of Camelot.
God, what was it? Oh.
AC, what was AC? I don't remember. Something.
Oh. Okay, gotta show this one. Look at the top.
Oh.
The top.
That is.
The one. The feet.
Oh my god, that's an old computer. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I was going to say, the one underneath it can burn, but that top one is amazing.
The Feed Me. I love it. You can find these at Rately.com, by the way. They don't really have any prices yet. I think these are just some of them they gathered from around and put up on Pinterest. But I think they're so adorable. I like the...
I love the baby nerd.
Yeah, I like the one with the bottle that's red. The one with the bottle that's kind of red. Now, here, out of health. Or it has the symbol, the little...
Yes, that is cute.
And I love the at daddy, love, I love you. Oh.
That is cute. Oh, that is so sweet. There's an app for that. Armor class. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I can't remember what it was.
I knew he was going to know, because if we don't know, he knows. Oh.
The element chart, the baby nerd. N-E-R.
What elements? Look, what elements is the baby's
for? Nitrogen, terbium, and dysprosium.
Dysprosium?
Dysprosium.
Oh, sweet baby. Look, there's not even a baby in it, and I'm talking to the baby. It's a sweet baby.
Oh, I love these. These are so awesome.
Oh, Ginger, so you missed it Friday. That's the other reason. So as your Baby Nature guest she sat in, they had field day, and do you know they had an Angry Birds event? And I got to tell you, this would be the one time Baby Nature's school actually thought outside of the box for field day. They actually had two kids holding a giant slingshot, and then the third one would put the bird into the slingshot, and they would pull back. Like, the game. You haven't played the game, but you know the
concept.
Yeah,
I know.
They would pull back. Yeah, they'd pull back, and they'd send the bird flying, and then the other kid had on the other side had to catch it with the net.
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
It was adorable.
That does sound cute. now I see what that is. I was like, what is this? I could tell it's a keyboard, but it's an old typewriter. And it says, "So my story begins."
Aww.
I was trying to figure out what that one said.
Oh, yeah. Most babies and most kids don't know what a typewriter is. I got asked that the other day. Mommy, what is that thing with the keys like it is on the keyboard, like the computer? That thing. And it makes the noise. And I said, what do you mean, what thing? You know, you put paper in it, like a printer. And I said, a typewriter.
Oh, my God.
I want one of those things. Where can I get one? I said, you can't get one. I'm sorry. They don't make them anymore.
Wow. You can probably find her one, probably at, like, Goodwill or something.
Well, there's actually one at my grandmother's house that I've had. It's actually old. It's way older than actual typewriters. It's, like,
I don't know
the original.
Where you find the tape for it, though.
Yeah, this one still has a tape. Well, you can still go to Office Depot and find tape that'll fit in there. But
can you? Okay, cool.
Yeah, but this one is so old. I don't know if it'll work. The key stick is, like, from the 1940s, the one that's at my grandmother's house that I had. So it's old business. I'm going to have to see if she didn't get rid of it, because my grandmother's good for throwing away some stuff. She'd be like, what is this? PlayStation trash. Hey!
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. All right. I found this Tumblr page, nerdbabies.tumblr.com.
Oh.
So cute. It says, why have kids if you can't dress them up? This one right here.
Torture them.
Stan Lee cosplay. And it's a little girl. Little girl. I just clicked on it. Give it a second to pull it up.
Oh, my God. And he's holding her. Oh.
He is. Come on.
I know her parents were over the moon. Yes, he's probably cracking up. I know her parents were just like over the moon. Oh, my God.
That is definitely a picture that they better hold on to.
Yes.
I hope they got signed.
Oh, God. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Because, you know, digital. Everything's digital.
That's true. Oh. Ah. I think I would have had to buy one of those. Oh, good. Oh, my God. My brain just went, no, what is it? The cameras. Oh, the ones that print out the pictures. Polaroid. Still flying them, but they just went under. You can still buy a Polaroid picture. Camera. That's, yeah, I think. And you can get them in digital, too. So, wow. But that is. And this whole page just has a whole bunch of baby cosplay. And I'm just going to somewhat scroll down here because this is too cute. Little Raven and her older version. You've got two Wonder Woman, and you've got the girl from Incredibles. I can't remember what her name was.
Violet.
Thank you. I think that's Sailor Moon in the pink, I think. Another Wonder Woman. Some sort of gnome. Oh, no, it's the Disney pirate. Smeagol? Smeagol, I think was his name.
Disney pirate? His name's Smeagol.
Smeagol.
Disney pirate?
Yeah, Disney pirate from Peter Pan.
No, I have no idea.
He was the white-haired pirate who followed around Captain Hook all the time.
I was not into the... Yeah, I was not into the Peter Pan.
My little sister loved it, and she's sort of kind of named after one of them. So, here's why I know.
Is it, what's her name? Wendy?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm telling your sister's name on air. I'm sorry, Wendy.
No, that's fine.
She's going to touch
you. Yeah. I'll have to tell an even funnier story about that later when we're off air. Oh, R2-2-2. Oh, my God. That is so cute.
And warm. It's a sweater.
That is so adorable. She is the cutest little thing. From the hat to the sweater to the tutu. Oh, my God. I'm making this later. that is so...
You got any nieces?
God, no. I've got three nephews now. I know. I talked to my sister-in-law. He's like, what the hell? Yeah. This one is supposed to have been pink.
Need some girls up in this piece.
I know. My other brother's like, well, you know, I was like, you were still in college. You shut up. You don't even have a girlfriend.
And that's all you better have.
you stick with Rosie. It's fine. Anyways, but that is.
Oh, show. You got to show that next one. You got to show the next one I sent you.
Oh, give me another one?
Copy? The second one after that.
Hey. Oh, my God, that is so cute. That is absolutely... Oh,
I just want to buy them.
One with Link, of course.
Of course I found one with Link. You can get that at walyu.com, cdn.walyu.com. I want these,
yeah, the
and I have nobody.
I was like, wait a minute, what is that? And then my eyes focused on it. I was like, oh my God, this Donkey Kong.
Did you hear the music in your head when you saw it? Did you hear the old school music?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, yes.
It's going to do me some dubstep with that. That is just ripe for some dubstep, that song.
Space Invaders. Yay!
The Mushroom. Link. Legend of Zelda. Yes. Oh man, I'd be so wrong. I surely would have put some elven ears on Baby Nature. She would have hated me.
She would have, but it's
so cute.
So cute.
Oh, just eat you up. Just eat you up.
I found 15 great gifts for baby geeks. I found it over on Mashable.com.
Oh, look at this mustache. That's a fire.
Well, that is cute. The first time the baby lands on his face with that, that's going to cut into his and that's going
to
hurt.
Well, it cuts into him anyway.
That's
if there are all those the pacifiers are made that way.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Pacifier. Yes, do pacifier. Wait a minute. What are you getting for your nephew there, Joe? He said he's getting something for his baby nephew.
I got what I'm getting for my baby nephew.
He needs a mustache pacifier. Nom, 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 nom. I like that bib, too.
What is this orange and blue? I feel like I should know what this is.
It's a baby spoon and fork.
Well, yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, you were saying, what does it go? Girl, I don't know.
Chowbots. All right.
Oh, that's not that one. Look, he says he's getting the link ones. See? Adorable. You got to get him a matching hat, too, that has the ears already on the hat.
Master bib is really not all that cute. I don't find that cute.
I don't either.
The mute button. Oh, I love that. I'm totally going to find that for my nephew. Because that is totally what that is, too.
I like that it clips onto the clothes. Adorable. Mm-hmm.
Good night, iPad. Bedtime stories the geek way.
Good night. No.
Wasn't the original... The original was Good Night Moon or something, right?
I don't remember.
I remember reading it in the doctor's office. Infant troubleshoot start. Oh, my God. I love that. That is amazing.
Ah, like the flow chart. Oh, what the, okay. Oh, man. I need to find me a baby somewhere that I can buy this stuff for.
I know.
Notice I said find me one because I ain't having any. But
that camera is a big no. Big no. Here's more of the chew toys that you were talking about.
These are Dribble
Proof Gadgetry. It's the iPad, it looks like.
It is wooden, by the way. It is, and I don't like that.
No. I remember chewing on wood, but every once in a while you get some chips from that. And that,
you know, splinters all up in the baby's tongue. I don't know. And this girl did this on Etsy. That's not smart. That's not smart. You don't give babies chewable wood.
Yeah. Oh, I like the art prints for the wall. You got the gear, you got the Atom, you got the robot, you got the iPhone.
Aww.
Oh, that is cute.
Sweet babies.
HTML for babies. That's awesome. You know, I've actually heard that there are books out there that you can start reading your baby that will teach them coding from like a very young age.
Well, they can learn.
Swaddle design with Angry Birds. I'm not a fan of swaddling. I don't know. It just weirds me out. Uncle Goose elemental blocks. Oh, see, now I love that. I loved my building blocks when I was a kid. I loved them. And you can't hardly find the wooden blocks anywhere for the kids to play with anymore. You find those plastic ones that, like, cave in like, after a month. And, I don't like them.
Oh, no, we did Pika blocks. That's what I'd like to see done. I would like to see the Pika blocks people do geek ones where they have, you know, code things inside. Or maybe it's Pac-Man inside. If those of you don't know what Pika blocks are, they're plastic blocks that, you know, they're vacuum locked. They're closed up. And they're hard, you know, like the wooden blocks so that they can't break them. But they can see whatever's inside. Some of the stuff moves, like they'll have a clown with balloons, but it would be adorable, like Pac-Man, and then he's got a big dot in there or confetti or something that moves or the ghosts. But those things are expensive, and rightly so, because you cannot break them. I tried with a hammer. You cannot break them, but they're $20 for like 12.
That's cool. Somebody's trying to ping me over on Steam. Stop it.
Well, it is about time for us to go anyway, so we will see you guys bright early here in the morning for some good, delicious news. Make sure you come check us out. Lunch with Ginger and
yes,
Corey.
Yes. And I have to show this one really quick. Pat Schrodinger's kitty. the book and it's for kids.
Make sure you also check out our Pinterest pages. Ginger has one. Gamer Girls Radio has one. Okay, now it dropped down. Anyway, you can check us out on Pinterest, everywhere in between, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. And y'all, please friend Snow White on Facebook with Plants vs. Zombies. She's very upset that she wants more friends.
I may have
some
overplay.
It's kind of fun. All right, we're out. Yeah.